Whether you're in search of a great new bottle of wine or you want a rundown of the best brunch spots in the area, Mike and Stu have the answer. With a combined half century in the industry, they bring their wealth of experience to bring you the latest trends, expert opinions, and interviews with people in the know. They are the dynamic duo of dining.
Oh, it's a wine and food show, Stu.
It's a food and wine show, trust me.
Look right here, it's Sip and Chew. It's wine and food.
Because Chew rhymes with Stew, that's the only reason.
Are you glorified fry cook?
Yeah, grape killer.
Now it's time to Sip and Chew with Mike and Stu on FM Talk 106.5.
Well, good morning, you happy folks out there.
Stu, you might have missed your calling as a backup singer.
Trust me, he didn't.
I sang backup on James Brown's Sex Machine.
Who did?
I did.
When?
1997, I think.
Oh, okay. Cool beans.
At a semester kickoff party at a university.
All right.
The whole campus was there. And so for 2.5 minutes, I went, get on up.
Get on up. Yeah, folks, get on up and watch. Listen to the Sip and Chew show.
You can watch us.
And you
go
can watch us
too. Facebook.com/Sip and Chew.
That's right. That's right.
We're on there right now. There's a bunch of people.
I know
there's a dozen people up there right now.
I know those
guys aren't
John from Fish River's watching. Good morning, John.
Good morning, John. I got something for you, John.
Uh oh.
I just got to
sound like he want to fight.
Wait a minute. It's not contagious.
No, it's not contagious. Oh, okay. It's something I found in Brandon's stuff. I'm going to give to him. So, and may have a few other things too. Oh, yeah. for his cool, really cool, yeah. At the end of the road bar
and grill.
That's yeah. it. So,
and smoke
but
house.
Anyway, oh man, what day is it? It's got to be Sunday. If we're on the air,
yeah.
It's got to be Sunday. I don't
yeah,
know.
That's anymore. Your first tip off.
I don't know anymore. Lord mercy, I just wake up at 3 a.m. and walk around like I've been sleeping all night, and I know I haven't.
Are you aware? You're familiar with that show on FM Talk 106.5, Sip and Chew with Mike and Stu?
I've heard of them.
Mm-hmm.
They've got their own Instagram now. They're gramming.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Moving on up.
Yeah, at Sip and Chew Show at the Instagram.
I'll be darned.
The
really.
Instagram.
Yep. What started that?
Me?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I just thought we can start doing. It's yet another way that we can reach
so
our volume of listeners.
So how are all the ways now that people can listen to us and reach out to us?
Well, you could turn on your dial at FM 106.5.
That's possibly mm-hmm. the easiest.
Yeah, the TuneIn Radio app.
Right.
You can mm-hmm. follow it there.
Or you stream on our webpage.
There you go, at fmtalk1065.com.
Mm-hmm.
You can go to our Facebook page, facebook.com/sipandchew.
Yeah.
You can check out our YouTube page.
Okay.
It's got a bunch of numbers and letters in it. Just go to YouTube, type Sip and Chew.
That's all you got to do. I've done it before, yeah.
Yeah. Now you can go to Instagram. We will get Instagrammatical with you.
Oh, and don't forget the podcast, and you can listen to it over and over and over again.
There you go. Yep. And what about Twitter? Are we on Twitter yet?
I'm on Twitter. No.
I'm on Twitter.
Nah.
But
I'm just solo
Twitter,
on Twitter.
Right?
I don't see where it really helps. That's more of a national platform. And,
so does that mean that you all are a couple of twits?
That, among about 1,400 other things, means we are.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You're familiar with Hall Sausage, right?
I've heard of them.
Yeah, they're fine people. Did you see what I did with some of their stuff this weekend?
Mm-mm.
I got a package of their smoked beef sausage.
Oh.
Smoked beef sausage. And I turned them into corn dogs.
Corn dogs?
Yep. Roasted them in
the
oven.
You became an LSU fan?
Why not?
They're not playing either, are they?
Hey, not at the moment. The last time we saw LSU playing, they were cementing themselves as the best college football team in history. Single,
well, you got to watch
year
out
history.
For mm-hmm. those Cajuns because they could be holding secret practice.
Yeah. They had one competitive game the entire year playing a very difficult schedule. They had one game where, you know, in the fourth quarter, there was a chance they might not win.
Well, you know, and none of this coronavirus,
yeah.
no one had ever heard of this coronavirus until they won the national championship.
Mm.
Now it's everywhere.
Everywhere. Yeah.
You're anyway. One of those conspiracy
Why
guys.
Why is Charlie eating in front of us?
Because
I'm hungry.
Because Waffle House is open for takeout, sir.
Everything's open.
It's my favorite Waffle House.
No, there's actually more restaurants that have closed down in the last 2 weeks than there are restaurants still open.
Yeah, some of them just, it's not worth their time. But I tell you, some of them have really taken the opportunity. Last Sunday, I went by Butch Cassidy's. Roy said, come by here for a second. Look at my bar. Went by and looked at this bar. It looks real pretty and shiny. Mm-hmm. He's painted the bathrooms, and they've redone the kitchen. He said, I'm getting a lot of work done that I wanted to do.
Mm-hmm.
But hey, it's been impossible to do.
I want to tell you about some innovation, because if you're doing takeout, there are different ways you can do it. And I know you don't like me to mention chains, but we
anything.
Well, we went by Hardee's in Theodore, and they had the drive-through window going. Well, instead of having this long line of people sitting there, you pull up, you give them your order, you go to the window, give them your money, and they told us, all right, go park in slot 3.
Mm-hmm.
And they had put numbered cones out in about a half a dozen of their parking spaces, and we filled the last one at that point. But then they had a young girl who's probably going to be a track champion one day, running out to the cars, bringing you the food. What that did, though, was that moved traffic through that drive-thru a whole lot faster than just letting people sit.
I noticed.
If you're doing that at your place, mark off some parking spaces.
At Chick-fil-A, they had it going on. I mean, they had it wrapped
around the building twice. They always do. I mean, they're just doing what they normally do.
Yeah,
their normal system for handling a lot of customers
is
just fine for them right now. Do you know anyone that's ever gone inside a Chick-fil-A and eaten? I don't. I mean, I'm sure people do it.
To go.
Oh, Charlie has. Okay. But
let me go back to my point.
You hadn't done it on a Sunday.
Let me go back to my point while I was talking about.
You had a point, sorry.
When I went to Butch Cassidy.
Yeah.
And so he took advantage of this time to do the things he's been wanting to do for a long time.
Right.
Yep.
To the place. And a lot of other restaurants have done the same thing.
Mm-hmm.
They've done some deep cleaning. And some of them, I didn't even know a few restaurants, what they did, they went in and they sent everybody home except certain employees. They brought them in. They did a deep clean and just sanitizing and everything, the whole place. A week later, they open up for to-go orders. But I don't think they found it to their advantage to do that. I drove around. I stayed in my car. I drove around from Pritchard to 8 Mile to all over downtown Mobile and Midtown, just observing places and those who were doing to-go and those who weren't. And I got to tell you, downtown has always been a bustling fun place to hang out at on Saturday and hang out in the park or whatever. Mm-hmm. People riding their bikes and jogging. There wasn't nothing. There were some people walking.
How can you catch a virus riding your bike?
You can't. And that's what it says in stay at home order. It says go ride a bike. Go walk. Go for a walk. They can't stop you from that. They're not going.
Some vitamin D. But don't. Here it is. Somebody posted a picture on Gravine Island yesterday. Well, all the boats were parked right up against each other, and they were having a big beach party on Gravine Island yesterday.
Man, that's all they ever do on Gravine Island.
I know, but this is not the time to be doing that.
I agree.
And they still had boaters on Robertson Island and Bird Island.
Hey, here's the thing, folks. If you want to have a prayer of having a football season this year,
There it is. Put it in. That's it, Charlie. Right there. Put it down. We want football season. Y'all need to call
that. We need a PSA from Nick Saban. And Malzahn saying, if y'all won't play football this year,
stay home.
You better stay home right now.
Yeah. You got to have Malzahn in there because, you know, he beaten Saban two of the last three times out.
Hey, Stu, what if I wanted to get in the boat and go fishing?
Why would there be a problem with that? Well, you don't come in contact anyone. But, one of the local news stations was just all upset that people were driving in their car, quarantined in their car, getting to a boat ramp with no one else at it, putting their boat in the water and getting on the ocean that covers 3/4 of the planet.
Yeah.
It's not a stay-in-your-house quarantine. Well, they can't do that. The government doesn't have that authority.
Walk on the track, you're not going to get the
plane. Yeah, just stay away from other people.
Yeah.
I'm fond of that process, 365.
Well, there's some people I'd just soon stay away from. But others I can't get enough of. So there you go.
David Huppel sending us a picture of what he grilled yesterday, a product from Hall's. he says.
David, why don't you call and tell us about it?
Oh, he got some of that venison sausage. Is that what that is, or is that the beef?
You know what that
means? Smoked jalapeno cheese deer sausage. Oh, I'm jealous, Dave.
Oh, that sounds great.
343-0106 if you want to text, if you want to call. But that text line is sponsored by Callahan's Irish Social Club, so throw them a little love.
To get on the line, call 343-0106. Now back to Mike and Stu.
Michael.
Yes.
So, and as Charlie was demonstrating for the viewers on the Facebook Live how to wear a surgical mask.
And this is not one of those official ones, but yeah. I'm conducting a scientific experiment.
You got it on upside down, Charlie.
How can you tell? I mean, really, there's no on this one, there's no top or bottom.
Because your glasses are crooked.
Well, okay. I thought all of y'all were just leaning to one side.
Yeah. With that's not a coronavirus cough, by the way.
Oh, thank God. Hey, that's fine. This is the experiment. Is my voice muffled? Do I sound more like a professional announcer? With this mask on, or
well,
can you tell a difference?
It sounds like you're going through a filter.
Uh-huh.
Of some sort.
Yeah. I have a question with the shortage of surgical masks.
I can't breathe.
Masks. Did we learn nothing from Butch Cassidy and the Sundance Kid?
How's that?
Tie a bandana around your face.
There you go.
Oh, I thought you were going to say don't jump off a cliff.
That's what a lot of people are doing right now.
Yeah, just use a bandana. Everyone's freaking out trying to get these masks. Well, let the elderly, let the healthcare industry need. If you're 35 years old, you don't need to walk into Walmart wearing one of those.
Okay, but let's say you're a clerk at Circle K.
Yeah,
and everybody comes in with a mask on. How do you separate the criminals that want to rob you from the real folks?
The one pointing the gun at you is the criminal.
Oh, okay, obvious answer.
Oh, it's funny, especially with the convenience stores with the glass cages and everything. Yeah. If you want to walk in there, rob them with a knife. I would just laugh. What are you going to do, stab the inch-thick piece of bulletproof glass?
You know, a lot of the stores are owned by people from other countries. Mm-hmm. They've been doing the glass thing for a long time.
Hey, yeah. Either of you been in Lowe's lately?
Yeah.
With all the marks on the floor.
Mike likes to go to stores every day to complain about other people being at the stores every day. He's at a store every day.
I have no reason to go now. I've got everything I need. I got my part in for my grill. I've got plenty.
You're partying? You say you got your partying?
My part.
Oh,
I've been waiting for on my grill. I got plenty of propane. I got plenty of food in the house.
Yeah.
See, today's a work day, so I had to go to my stores.
I had
work.
To go get duct tape because I hit the water hose with the lawnmower the other day.
Not a good plan.
Didn't rupture the bladder, but it took the protective case, and I didn't have any duct tape.
Mm-hmm.
I had to get duct tape, or else I'm going to be going and buying a new water hose.
Mm-hmm. What kind of man doesn't have duct tape?
Why don't you roll your water hose up?
Why would I roll it up? It's used 24/7.
Okay.
But yeah. I don't have plumbing running to the washing machine, so I got a water hose running to it.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. That's why. Smarty pants.
Is that what you call roughing it?
No, roughing it's when I get out in the woods in the tent and shoot
squirrels.
Yeah, love some squirrels.
Hey, listen, got some sad news in the sports world. Tom Dempsey died of coronavirus. Remember Tom Dempsey?
Well, no, because he was out of football before I was born. I was born.
He was a youngin'.
Yeah.
He
would have retired in like 71.
I did not even know. This is how far this goes. I did not even know that that New Orleans had a professional football team until the day he kicked that field goal. Because when I got to church, that's all everybody talked about was
63-yard
football, which you couldn't do that where the goalposts were then and where they are now.
Yeah.
It's different, but the goalposts used to be at the goal line.
Well, it helped there was nobody rushing either.
Yeah.
Was it Deerdorf? They were playing the Lions. The Lions were cinching the playoffs. The Saints weren't going anywhere. And when they decided to call the timeout to put the field goal team out there, the Lions had already gone to the locker room. and they had like five people that were just like, what, they're going to kick a field goal? Well, I guess I'll go stand out there and watch
it. But still, at the time, 63 yards is a heck of a kick.
Yeah.
And but he passed away due to the coronavirus. Mm-hmm. And then, I don't know if you know the people at the Haberdasher.
Mm-hmm.
Elise Paul, she got on. They got a great mixologist there, and, mm-hmm. and it's right there by
I'm
Delfina, and yeah,
I've had crawfish there.
Anyway, Elise Paul, who's involved with that, she got on Facebook and did a video, and she does have coronavirus,
mm-hmm.
but she's out in the woods, man. She's got her a nice camper trailer yeah. And she does a lot. She's a professional photographer,
mm-hmm.
and she does a lot of nature photography. And she was sitting next to a campfire, and in her video on Facebook, and she announced to everyone she was positive with the virus, and she'll be fine though. She's a young, healthy woman. She'll do great.
Most people that get it are fine.
Yeah, yeah. And I've been seeing and reading, but I'm not going to take the word of it all, but and say, hey, that was me. Back in October, November, I had the flu, and they said a lot of people may have had coronavirus back during that time mm-hmm. and didn't even know it at the time.
Yeah.
But well, stay inside, folks. If I can do it, you can do it, but I can't do it.
Or stay separated. You can get out in the yard, and you can go for a walk. Yeah. You can take a bike ride, except downtown.
We need to take Governor Ivey to task because she's done a horrible job with this.
Mm-hmm.
The state of Alabama is a laughingstock. As far as I'm concerned, there's no teeth to her stay-at-home order because she doesn't have a right to give it right now
mm-hmm.
because she sent all of the unemployment office people home. So all these people that are out of jobs because of her stay-at-home order are sitting at home with no money coming in now.
Mm-hmm.
She won't let them earn a living, and she won't pay the unemployment they're entitled to that has been paid for years.
Mm-hmm. Paid into for years.
Yeah, for years. And they can say, oh, your employer plays that all they want. If the employer wasn't paying that, that would be that much more money on your paycheck. So you're paying. Every mm-hmm. employee plays for their unemployment. That mm-hmm. money is there. Should be no questions asked in a situation like this. We're going on 3 weeks now, and no one's getting paid.
Yeah.
And that's criminal. She can't do a stay-at-home order. What she has said is, I would rather you die of starvation than a coronavirus, but I want you to die. Is how it comes off. Clearly, she doesn't want that.
Mm-hmm.
But she's in over her head, you know.
You saying grandma needs to go home?
I'm not going to say anything like that. I think that she has proven in this full term that this job is over her head. The Amtrak thing was a fiasco, you know.
The bridge.
And there's the whole thing with the state of Alabama stealing all the money from Mobile and Baldwin County. I mean, 70 cents of every tax dollar spent in this state comes from Mobile or Baldwin mm-hmm. County. Well, how come we have the worst roads? We're paying for the rest of the state to have roads.
Our infrastructure is certainly falling apart here. Yeah. And then you look at highway. Yeah. Well, the connection that's supposed to connect Mobile to Mississippi there, mm-hmm. Just west of Wilmer and
right.
Sims. Mississippi's had that four lane sitting there for decades, mm-hmm. several decades. That bridge is probably going to – that hadn't been used in 30, 40 years. That's been there for 30 or 40 years. Mm-hmm. It's probably going to have to be destroyed.
Yeah, because it's a bridge built to nowhere.
Yeah, yeah, it just sits there, been sitting there. And
doesn't
and
connect yeah. on the Alabama
we can't,
side.
We can't get the scene to have the money or whatever to get that bridge, that four
when's
lane
the last time you complete? Went out 158?
Well, because
they're extending that. I mean, they're making huge progress.
Well, I've gone as far as where Schillinger's hits it.
Yeah.
And then I've taken a right to go to Saraland. I go that way sometimes.
Right, that's 158.
Yeah. And it's a great road.
Yeah. Well, the four lane has been extended. It's just not open.
I see equipment. I see equipment.
Yeah, they're working both sides. But, yeah, it's been a long, slow process. But, honestly, as soon as they shut down downtown Mobile, every road construction job should have stopped. Send everyone to downtown Mobile and get everything out of the way that you've wanted to do when there's no one down there. And they've been doing that. They've done a great job with Dolphin Street.
Mm-hmm.
They were just like, and I think Mayor Stimson yesterday deserves credit for that.
Hey, they were doing Conti yesterday.
Excellent.
And I'm gonna tell you, I'm so happy that they're repaving all of downtown Mobile because it's been nothing but a patch job.
Right.
And I've been seeing bricks.
Yeah. And credit to Mayor Stimson. See, there's someone who's
mm-hmm.
who it's not overwhelming them. I feel like KIV is overwhelmed by running.
But here's my thing. Who is going to be? Which is going to be the first utility company to come in there and dig up that brand new asphalt? Because it's going to happen.
Oh, I'm sure.
Somebody, when they paved the Tiny Square 5 years ago, mm-hmm. it wasn't 2 days. Yeah. Here comes one of the utility companies coming in there digging up the roads.
Yep. Hey, guys, I have a request.
Mm-hmm.
In the bump music coming up in about 15 seconds.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. We lost a real creative guy, I think, Bill Withers, and not to virus. Yeah. And I came across a concert appearance with John Legend and Stevie Wonder and Bill and some other people, and I'd like to share that for our bump, if that's okay.
Sure thing.
Lean on me, baby.
How'd you know that was the song?
Oh, I didn't.
Sometimes in our lives, we all have pain, we all have sorrows, but if we are wise, we know that there's always tomorrow. Lean on me when you're not strong.
Get on the line. Call 343-0106. Now back to Mike and Stu.
Hey guys, it's Chef Chris Sherrill, and I'm here with Sip and Chew with Mike and Stu.
Did you ever figure out who it was he had not served? On that, did you see his list last night?
I don't read any of those that anybody's doing. I don't read any of those.
I don't either, but since it was Chris, he's talking about who all he's famous he's fed over the years and said one of them's not true.
Yeah. I was recently asked that same thing, and I'm like, I can't honestly answer that because I worked in Nashville for 7.5 years, and mm-hmm. it's very likely every time I went to work, I was cooking for somebody famous.
Yeah.
Because it's everyone in Nashville.
Ever there, yeah.
Yeah.
Y'all want to catch some phone calls?
Well, Tom and Daphne, NFL question? No food league?
Good morning, Tom.
Good morning, Tom.
Hey, good morning. How are you?
That's okay. Fine. What's your question?
I heard you talking about Tom Dempsey and the kick way back in the early days of the Saints, and there's three things that you left off that's really noteworthy. One, it was outdoors. The old Tulane Stadium. That was a record that stood for, oh, good Lord, I want to say it was like 30 or 40 years. And there's not another record in the NFL that's lasted that long, I wouldn't think. And the third thing is he was handicapped. He had half a foot.
Yeah, half an arm.
He didn't know. He had a hard time getting into the NFL. So those are three noteworthy things about the old boy.
Added a lot to the story.
Yeah. Thank you, Tom.
Appreciate it, Tom.
Hey, no worries.
And who dat? And who dat?
Bye-bye.
All right. Nelson. We have Nelson Davis here on line two. Nelson, what's going on this morning, sir?
Hey, good. How are you doing?
Just fine. How can we be of assistance to you, sir?
Well, Brandon had got us set up because we're Hard Rock Stone and Tile talking
about
sort of kitchen renovations and or new construction.
Yeah, and this is I would like to think this is a busy time for you right now, isn't it, Nelson?
Well, we're considered essential, and yeah, we're really busy, and it's but it's a kind of a little bit of a moving target with borders shutting down in between states and all these different things. So, but we're extremely busy. It's just we have to maneuver a little more right now to be safe and, make sure all our customers and our staff is safe.
All right. And, Nelson, just for our listeners out there, tell them where Hard Rock is and what it is that you do. I know it because I drive by it every day. I live, a quarter of a mile from y'all. So.
Okay. Well, we're Hard Rock Stone and Tile. We are a custom stone fabricator. We're located out on Ward Lane and Sims. We custom fabricate all kinds of stone tops from granite, marble, quartz.
Kryptonite?
Quartzites.
Can you do kryptonite?
If we can find it and you have the budget for it, we can do kryptonite. and then as well as we sell all types of floral from stone to luxury vinyl plank to wood flooring, all just basically all your interiors and cabinetry. And we can just make the inside of the house look really nice.
And now's a great time, don't you think?
Huh?
Now's a great time for that.
Well, while you're home, I'm sure a lot of wives are coming up with ideas and driving their husbands crazy, but, as they got
home
the budget
project,
for it.
Makeup time.
Spending a lot of time in their home right now, and they'll have the time to pick it apart. So,
Do you have services that are like resistance to bacteria and viruses and stuff like that?
Absolutely. The quartz countertops, which have become extremely popular in the last five or 7 years, they are an antimicrobial, non-porous material, so they don't absorb any type of foods or microbes or anything like that, so they're super clean. They use them in a lot of hospital applications and medical areas as well.
Interesting. The quartz, I didn't know that, and that's very interesting information. Now, you also do this stuff, Nelson, for restaurants as well, don't you? Because there are a lot of restaurants to redecorate right now.
Oh, yeah. We work for a lot of decorators, and we do a lot of stuff for restaurant chains as well as just for, different types of restaurants all up and down the Gulf Coast that are just sole proprietor places. So we do all types of work from small residential to restaurants to high-rise commercials.
All right. Now, if someone wants to get in touch with you, how can they contact you? You got a website? You got a pen pal system? What you got going on?
Sure. Well, they can check us at hardrockstoneandtile.com. We're obviously on Facebook and Instagram as well, and our office line is 251-645-3439.
Excellent. And for those that don't know, it's located on Ward's Lane, which is, you're kind of in that nexus of Sims and Mobile. I guess part of your property is Sims and part of it's Mobile. I wouldn't be
well,
surprised.
We're actually about 95 feet from the city of Mobile, so we're almost in Mobile.
Got lucky, didn't you?
So where are people spending the most of their money at their house? It is the kitchen still, right?
The kitchen and bath are definitely where the most of the money is spent because, the finishes that you use in those areas are that's where you're spending most of your time. So
that's where I spend most of mine.
What's been your most challenging project you've had to do for somebody and most unusual, you think?
Well, we do a lot of really high-end custom stuff, so the challenges never do stop, especially when you're working with some of these decorators. We've had the people's islands are getting so big now that it's just a challenge to get them in the building. Those be the size of a 2500 diesel truck now, and they want to put it on the third floor.
Yeah.
So we've had to get cranes and fly a slab over the home and swing it through the back balcony just so we could get it in the building.
It used to be that when people wanted an island, they wanted Deer Island, and now they want Iceland, it sounds like.
That's right.
Is there an extra charge if you have to fly it in?
Well, we try not to, but if we've got to fly it up with a crane over the building, there is some incurred fees on that.
Yeah, I can imagine. Well, Nelson, we want to appreciate you coming on, and really would like to pick your brain every now and then when it comes redecorating time, and especially people
kitchens,
have
outdoor kitchens yeah. with spring, outdoor
oh,
kitchens.
Oh, you know. Yeah, I've already told Brandon, when we get ready to do our kitchen, I'm coming to see you.
Well, we'd love to help you guys, or you know, any time you can get some information from us, we'll be happy to help.
All right, Nelson, thank you for coming on. Hey, man, wash your hands and stay safe, buddy.
Don't touch your face.
Yes, sir. Y'all too. Thank y'all for having me.
All right, hey, thanks a lot, Nelson Davis at Hard Rock Tiles out there on Ward's Lane. Man,
what a clever awesome. Title.
Yeah, well, that's what they deal in.
Yeah.
And well, we got time to talk to David Calametti, do we, Charlie?
We can always take time.
All right. Good morning, David. How are you doing, sir?
I am having as much fun as everybody else. Good morning, guys.
How's the tennis been lately? Having a hard time finding a partner?
No, I have a partner around the corner. It's a wall of a dentist office that's closed. So far, the wall is unbeaten.
You know, why shouldn't people be able to play tennis?
Well, because you still have that contact issue. You're sharing a ball. You're sharing the gate handles and proximity. There were some rules out
gloves.
There, but the USTA finally said, "Be a good citizen and stay home."
Yeah,
or stay away.
I can see that. Yeah, I mean, batting cage is fine, but don't have a softball game kind
right.
of thing.
Yeah.
Well, it's crowded in the dugout for one thing.
Yeah.
Well. This has got to be throwing a little chaos into some of your projects right now. What's going on, David?
Well, yeah, my projects are tourism and food sport events. So, yeah.
Non-essentials.
I have time on my hands. But we've got a couple of things I wanted to share with your listeners, with you and your listeners. Our friends at BamaQ TV are sponsoring, and we're putting together a virtual cooking competition, a steak cook-off. And people can register through next week. It's $15 to register, and that money goes out to the winner will be able to donate that money to the small business of their choice. But it's basically you cook a steak, and there are three criteria that you're judged on, which is appearance and execution, and then how well it's cooked. So you do a steak. Put a fully composed dish together, take a picture of it, take a picture of the steak itself, and then cut it in half and take a picture of it. It's SCA rules, so it's cooked to medium. Mm-hmm. But it'll be a People's Choice judging online through their Facebook page, and the winner gets a couple hundred dollar cash or prize at the end of it. But just something to get people, everybody's doing all this cooking stuff, so you might as well cook it and let's have some fun with it.
Have you got a special quarantine dish that you need Mike to pair wine with for you?
You know, I am so pasta'd out right now. I went to Blind Mule the other day. They had a family special for lasagna, so I bought their family lasagna. So I'm going to really talk with my hands down. I'm so pasta'd. But... No, I'm just to keep it simple. Just kind of eating too damn much, that's for sure.
Yeah, me too. Hey, last week, several days ago, I cooked a London broil. Cooked it perfectly. Oh, it was so perfect and so tender. But, you know, after you ate that for 2 days, you know, so I still had a big piece left over. And so I made beef stroganoff.
There you go.
And repurpose it everything. Turned out perfect. But yeah. I've been eating on that for like 3 days.
So I'm tired of it. You fellas heard of a freezer?
I'm doing things like pork chops and chicken. And that
my freezer's full.
Just enough for the meal.
I don't have any room in my freezer. I'm trying to empty my freezer each day.
Yeah, exactly.
All right, David. We appreciate you calling in, buddy.
There's one other thing I want to talk to you briefly about. We're standing up a new website tomorrow in partnership with DigiPro Media out of Pensacola.
Mm-hmm.
It's called Bridge the Gap Bama, and it's a small business initiative that allows customers to go out to buy a gift card today that'll be redeemed later on with a little extra. So, for example, you could buy a $100 gift card, but you only pay $75 for it. Wow. It's a way to get small businesses, get a little cash flow in, a way for customers to to show support for their small businesses. So tomorrow morning it'll be live, bridgethegapbama.com, and all the chambers of commerce will be promoting it. I just wanted to share that with you guys as well. Something to try to get a little bit of support for our business community out there.
Absolutely.
Thank you, David, for helping out.
Yes, sir.
Thanks for calling. That's a wonderful idea.
Yeah, it certainly is.
Hey, guys, you know what we need this morning is a couple of simple things that, you know, since people are stuck with all these kids at home every day, it's simple things that we could make them to eat.
Peanut butter and jelly sandwich?
Well, I had a theory about why people were buying buggy fulls of bread when this first started.
Because they don't know how to make anything but a sandwich?
Yeah, because sandwiches are much more in demand now that the schools are closed.
Yeah.
And everybody's home.
Yeah, they're
real cheese.
There are entire generations out there right now, Charlie. We have generation that cannot scratch cook anything.
Nothing.
Well,
should be a requirement to get your diploma. Now you got to come in. You got to scramble an egg.
Mm-hmm.
You got to cook in a hamburger.
Right.
You got to be able to bake a potato
and balance a checkbook.
Yeah. Well, the schools don't like teaching all those life skills.
Yeah.
Checkbook. They're going to go checkbook. It's all on my card.
Yeah. Well,
my virtual card. It's
balance
in the cloud.
Your card.
It's in the cloud. My head's in the cloud. Yeah.
Can we take a break?
Yeah. 3430106. If y'all want to get in on the Callahan's Irish Social Text Line.
To get on the line, call 343-0106. Now back to Mike and Stu.
Oh, wait. No, forget it.
Whoa.
Sis, let me hit you with some food pairing. Let's get the food pairing.
We went out on our break.
On a break.
With a spam song.
Spam, spam, spam,
spam. Spam, spam, spam. So what I'm going
to
do.
Spam.
What I'm going to do, I'm going to go ahead and try it today.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to get my cans of spam out.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm going to get my apricot preserves out,
mm-hmm.
And I can't tell you the other ingredients,
but
I'm going to tell you, there will be pictures. Mm-hmm. I don't know about video, but there will be pictures.
Is this a product you're planning to sell?
I'm going to attempt to make Spam similarly taste and look like foie gras.
You can probably make it look like it, but it ain't going to taste anywhere near it.
I bet I can.
You've already got 100 times more salt in there than foie gras.
I bet I can. Well, I've eaten some pretty salty foie gras in my life.
Why not just slice the spam and throw it in the skillet?
Everywhere I went in my 9 or 10 days in France, I had foie gras for lunch. I had foie gras for dinner.
What is foie gras?
It's goose liver.
It is a pate made in the U.S. It's duck liver.
Mm-hmm.
In Europe, it's duck or goose liver, and it's the texture of butter. I mean, it melt. You put it on a hot steak, it melts and disappears.
But, so it just adds the flavor.
But
it's very luxurious.
I'm not it kind of reminds me of potted meat. Get away. So anyway,
except
that's going to be
good.
My temp.
Potted
I will
meat
let you know.
Terrible.
I will let this radio listening audience know next Sunday how it turned out.
Okay. All right. Let me hit you with the wine pairing room.
Okay. Here
all right.
Geez.
Number one, Van Camp's Beanie Weenies.
Oh my God, Van Camp's Beanie Weenie. See, I was like,
so it's a little
11 years
little
old
fatty.
Last time I ever had any. Yeah, it's got a little
something's wrong with you.
Now,
son.
Does this have the little? Is this one has the little chunks of pork belly in it? Looks like pork belly.
Yeah, it's a little pork fat.
Let's see.
It looks like little weenies cut up.
You've got two more, man. Why is this difficult?
I would put that with a Cote de Rome. Something to cut that fat.
Goats do roam.
Well, that's a South African label, but
that's
a Cote du Rhone from the Rhone region of France next to Chateauneuf-du-Pape.
Yeah.
All right.
Number two, Campbell's Chicken and Stars soup.
Sauvignon Blanc.
Yeah. Yeah.
That was easy.
Yeah. Thought so too. All right. Because you can get it and you can make it at home.
Mm-hmm.
Nanner pudding.
Well, that's a lot of sweet.
Yeah.
A lot of sweet. I would go with some type of aperitif.
Oh.
Because you got so much sweetness there, and yeah, you want small.
You don't put a sweet wine with a sweet, do you?
In a way, you can, but it's got to be a dry sweet. Not yet, Charlie, but it's got to be a dry sweet. But some of them are so expensive. Of course, it's not the Chateau d'Akim, which is like pure sugar, and it costs $1,800 for 375 milliliter.
And it tastes like Welch's grape juice.
You can do like Frostbitten, which is like $14.99.
Like an ice wine?
It's like an ice wine, yeah. So,
well, anyway. We got to get John from Fish River. We only got a minute or so.
Hey, John.
John, good morning. Glad you're here. Glad you were listening. Glad you were watching, sir.
Probably don't have enough time to answer this question, but we were sitting out here last night talking about the oldest sourdough mother. Where is it located?
I don't know, but I would be sure that in France there's probably one that's several hundred years old.
Maybe. Hope so. Hope it's still alive. Second question.
It didn't get corona.
What is the restaurant in Tennessee? I believe it's Memphis. That deep fries their hamburgers in the oldest grease that they know
of. Yeah, about 100 years old. Yeah, they don't ever change the grease. They just add fresh
grease.
I've seen that.
It's over 100 years old.
Yeah, it's a little diner in Memphis, but we got to get on out of here, John.
Hey, I'm going to come see you this week, John.
I'm already.
I'll see you this week, buddy. I got something for you.
Uh-oh.
Okay. Baba Ganoush.
Baba Ganoush. Folks, get out there.
And don't get out there.
Don't get out there, but support local, buy local, be local.
Place your takeout. I'm not asking you to order more than normal. Just order your normal. Oh, okay. Cool.
There's a lot of...
We need to do a little takeout 101 real quick.
Yeah.
Don't call to order until you know what you want.
Yeah.
That these are not coronavirus rules. This is etiquette.
Common sense.
Yeah. If you forget something, don't call back to add it. Don't add it when you get there. Just do without. Have your order to begin with.
Be prepared like a Boy Scout.
Right. Have your form of pay. If it's delivery, you're getting Domino's delivered. As soon as you get off the phone, get your check or card out. I can't tell you how many times I delivered, got to a door, and had to wait 15 minutes because their checkbook was in their purse.
It's best to do a card and do it over the phone.
Yeah. Yeah, because you don't want
cash.
Give a bigger than normal tip.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I'm hearing. I'm hearing people aren't tipping. I'm hearing a lot of that.
I doubled my tip at the Waffle House.
Well, I thought you were about to say it, Golden Corral or something.
Are they doing takeout?
Oh, no.
Google it. 3430106. But you can't talk to us anymore because we got to go.
We done. We finish.
Yeah, we all up out of here. Provolone, everybody.
Keep your hands off your face.
And each other's face.
Provolone.
He's a mighty man and off a lot of mighty life. Each state need a big old steer. Each state, we have one theory.